From a legal standpoint, you are in the right. But the true owner of this house is living in a motel, Mr. Varani. All her belongings are locked in storage. Now, why should she have to wait to get back into her home that was wrongfully taken from her?
Ms. Walsh,
just because you want to turn a profit?
It is a matter of necessity for me and my family. I'm sorry. I do not have a choice in this matter.
A young woman's house is wrongfully seized and sold thanks to a bureaucrat's mistake. An Iranian immigrant buys it to begin a new life for his family in America. The struggle over who keeps the house is the backbone for House of Sand and Fog, the 1999 bestseller by Andre Dubas. It's been made into a movie starring Sir Ben Kingsley. He stopped by last week to talk to me about his role as Colonel Masood Amir Barani. I started by asking how he constructed the colonel's character.
I recognized him as an archetype from mythology, and his journey seems to be rooted in Greek tragedy and in mythology, through which we can view something in its pure form, whether it be the archetypal father, the archetypal warrior, the archetypal breadwinner who says, "It is a matter of necessity for my family," and says it with such authority.
He was able to be both autocratic at times, and you sense that this is what he had had to be in his former life, and it was sort of leaching into his present life, and very humane.
He literally is trying to make a life in the new world, as America is called. Therefore, he has to present to his son the two sides of him, but he tries so hard to be all things to his children. I think that's his dilemma.
In the beginning of the film, we see him as the loving father who is toasting his eldest child, his daughter, who's made a marriage. And you sense that this marriage has been important to the family as well as important emotionally. It's a very opulent scene. And in our next scene, we see him in very different circumstances. Why was he willing to sacrifice so much in order that his family might live an approximation of the life that they lived?
In order to allow the audience to thrill to the drama and the dramatic narrative, the image of an immaculate man in a pristine suit who is a colonel is then capable of digging in hell for his children is one of the purest images I've ever seen on the screen, if I detach myself from it. What we're discussing and what we're exploring is drama at its best, so that you do get the sudden opposites, the sudden reversal of role within a fraction of a second.
There's a point in the film about three quarters of the way through when his young son says, "Dad, I feel sorry for this woman who wants her house back." And he cautions his son against getting too American in terms of too sort of weepily over-involved in other people's circumstances that were not of his making.
"Do you understand? Do not feel bad. Americans, they do not deserve what they have. They have the eyes of small children who are forever looking for the next source of distraction, entertainment, sweet taste in the mouth. We are not like them. We know rich opportunities when we see it and do not throw away God's blessing."
It is something he's saying to his son. So that although he's also the man who will smile so warmly at his son skateboarding like a classic American kid, he'll stand at his little white fence, so classic, such a classic image, and smile at his son skateboarding. So he allows his son that journey and that prerogative to become a young American. At the same time, he cautions him not to go too far into the consumerist dream. So I think he's trying to find a balance.
The actress who portrays Mrs. Barani, and I'm going to mispronounce her name.
I'll say it for you, Shorekh Akdashlu.
Just a wonderful, wonderful characterization, and made me wonder as I was looking at her what had gone on in her own life to enable her to portray this.
Mrs. Barani and her have very little in common in terms of their journey into exile. Shorekh's journey was quite comfortable. It happened when she was young. She went to Paris. She had a wonderful time in Europe. And then things changed while she was away, and she decided to make a new life elsewhere. So she didn't flee. She had quite a comfortable exit from what turned out to be a very difficult regime. She devotes her performance to, quote her, all the voiceless women of the world.
What do you think people should take away from this?
For me, I thrill when I hear mothers say, I went home and hugged my kids. That, for me, is a vindication of storytelling and a vindication of what we're trying to do. If our drama can lead to that embrace at the end of the evening, then I, for one, am a very happy actor.
Sir Ben Kingsley is an Academy Award-winning actor whose latest film, House of Sand and Fog, opens in New York and Los Angeles today. It opens nationwide next week. Sir Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find an extended version of that interview on our website, npr.org.